Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, September 8, 2023. Dozens of European associations and citizens added their voice to the campaign on social networks World Tsunami Against the Blockade to Cuba, which is its 6th month, the Europe for Cuba channel reported on Friday. From Denmark, Spain, France, Greece, Italy, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Serbia, Switzerland, and other countries, solidarity activists issued messages condemning the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the United States has imposed on Cuba for more than 6 decades, a policy that they described as criminal and genocidal. Jose Antonio Toledo, one of the creators and coordinators of the platform activated in October 2020, told Prensa Latina that the response exceeded all expectations when the initiative was launched in April to accompany the Cuban people in their struggle against the blockade. Toledo told Prensa Latina that within the framework of the World Tsunami Against the Blockade Against Cuba, there are still many messages from Europe and other continents to be disseminated. The member of the Political Bureau of the Cuban Communist Party and Secretary of Organization of the Central Committee, Roberto Morales Ojeda, ratified this Thursday the will of the country to continue building friendly relations with Brazil. The party leader congratulated the Brazilian people and government on the occasion of celebrating the 201st anniversary of the independence of the South American country. Cuba and Brazil established bilateral relations 37 years ago, which have been strengthened since the beginning of the new term of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in January of this year. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero congratulated Cuban journalists on International Journalist Day this Friday. On the X platform, the head of government described Cuban journalists as faithful defenders of truth and committed to the work of the revolution. International Journalist Day is celebrated in honor of Julius Fučík, a Czech writer and journalist whom the Nazis executed by hanging on this day in 1943. The date highlights the importance of the journalistic profession in its work to seek truth and defend the freedom of speech. The Havana Tour International Group of tour operators and travel agencies informed that as it is approaching its 45th anniversary, it has chosen Eastern Cuba to hold its most important annual commercial event, the Mega Fun. According to a press release from the tour operator for the event, each agency designed and set its own route and products of high interest in each market, which in terms of experiences summarizes the best of each region. The meeting point for all the routes designed for participants will be Guadalavaca, a renowned beach strip on the northern coast of Holguín, which exhibits new and comfortable facilities along with projects under development to increase its infrastructure by 2025. So far, more than 320 travel agents from several countries have confirmed their participation in the Mega Fun, which will serve, among other things, to present Cuba as a unique and different destination that is worth visiting, since each travel experience is enriching in itself, the note stresses. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.